Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa, sitting in for Clinton Wheaton. Joining me is Jerry Hamachek, and she's the Marketing and Public Relations Manager for Moody Gardens. Good morning, Jerry. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, it's been at least a couple years since you and I have sat down to talk about the cool things going on at Moody Gardens, just down the road in Galveston, Texas. So let's give people a little bit of background about Moody Gardens.
Sure. Robert Moody, our founder, was the person who had the vision for Moody Gardens. He wanted to create something to give back to Galveston. His family's been there for many generations and thought that creating something for families to come and visit would be a great way to benefit the island and everybody that's going to Moody Gardens. So we have a variety of different attractions that are there, as well as a hotel and a golf course. And through time, we've just really grown into a great family destination. One thing that is at the core of who and what we are is education and conservation and recreation as well. Our hope is that kids will come and have a great time. They may not even realize that they're learning something. So all of the attractions that we have are kind of focused around that.
Well, let's talk about some of those attractions.
Mm-hmm. I guess we kind of take you for a little trip around the world. The Rainforest Pyramid, it's a replica of a real rainforest. So when you walk into it, you're actually walking into the animal's home. So you'll see all kinds of plants and trees that are from the rainforests of Asia, Africa, the Americas. We've got free-flighted birds that are in there and free-roaming Saki monkeys and sloths. So as you're wandering through, you're going to see these guys in the trees. We have a lot of other animals that are enclosed in their exhibit areas. The Komodo dragons, the Amazon giant river otters, the ocelot. It's a very immersive experience as you're going through, about as close as you can get to a real rainforest experience. Then over in the Discovery Pyramid, we have the Da Vinci exhibit there. It'll be there through January. A lot of us think of Leonardo da Vinci as the artist that created the Mona Lisa, the Last Supper. And a lot of times we forget he was a very important inventor. And so this exhibit focuses on all of that. And then down below, we have the SpongeBob Subpants Adventure. Very whimsical, a lot of fun, groundbreaking technology that we won a Theo Award for about a year or so ago. It's digital puppetry. You're going on a submarine ride. And what's really neat about it is each experience is different. So a couple of audience members are chosen to choose the path. So along the way, you're being asked, where do you want to go? Goo Lagoon or Jellyfish Field? You have many different options to choose from, and that's the pathway that the whole group goes through. And then you're interacting with Patrick Starr in real time. So he's talking to you, you're responding back, and there's an exchange going on there with a lot of 3D and special effects that are going on, and bubbles in the theater, beach balls flying around, a lot of music. It's a lot of fun.
How cool.
A very special experience there. Right next door to that, we have an exhibit there for the summer, an attraction called Dinosaurs Alive. Outside under a big tent, but there's about two dozen giant robotic dinosaurs in a jungle setting. That's also very hands-on. We have a dino dig that's in there and some other activities. Kids are learning about the Jurassic period, the Cretaceous period. Hey. They're learning all about the dinosaurs that were here during that time. So that's a lot of fun. And next door to that, we have the Colonel Paddlewheel Boat that goes out on 45-minute cruises along Offutt's Bayou. You learn a little bit about Galveston history while you're out on that cruise. Next to that, we also have Palm Beach, which is a man-made beach with white sand that we brought in on a barge from Palm Beach. And we created kind of a protected environment there. So if you have little ones, you don't have to necessarily worry about what's out in the water. Right. They're nearby. We've got a lot of lifeguards. We also have a lazy river and tower slides and wave pools. So you can kind of hang out on the lazy river and relax. Friday and Saturday nights, we also have our Bands on the Sand concert series. We wrap it all up on Friday and Saturday with fireworks. We have the zip line and the ropes course that's open year-round that takes you right over top of Palm Beach on the zip line. And we have a hotel on our property, so I think it's towering up somewhere around the eighth floor of the hotel. And we've got all those attractions, plus we have the 3D theater. It's the largest screen in Texas. We also did an enhancement in there a couple of years ago. We put in the world's first 4K 3D giant screen, six primary laser projection system. We feature a variety of films in there. Right now we have Amazon Amazon Adventure 3D. We're getting ready to bring in Dream Big at the end of August, the focus on engineering. We also throw in some special effects movies. We've got films like Star Wars or Guardians of the Galaxy. We put in some special effects in there just to show off all the
the
ultimate special effects that you can do in this theater. And we have our 4D theater, which is a 3D experience, but it engages all of your senses. So you get a little wind in your face leg ticklers, and even your sense of smell is engaged. All of that. And then we just completed a $37 million renovation in our aquarium pyramid. And we've been working on this for the last couple of years in the off season. It was spectacular before, but it's over the top now. Every exhibit that was in there, from the South Atlantic where the penguins are to the North Pacific where the seals are, the Caribbean exhibit where the sharks are and all the tropical fish, all of those exhibits have been enhanced. But then we've also added a second penguin exhibit with tropical penguins. We added a jellyfish gallery, which I wasn't all that excited about jellyfish, but this is on a whole other level. They've put in these large cylinder tanks, and each cylinder tank has a different species of jellyfish. They've created a unique soundtrack that it's kind of a soundscape, I guess, synced in with the music to highlight each different species. As everything's transitioning, it'll highlight this tank and that tank with the different species, and the music was all created specifically to highlight these different species. And then we have the world's first sphere tank with a touch tank with jellyfish, so you can actually touch the moon jellies, and it's safe to touch them.
Well, this is a lot of stuff for families, at least. Moms and dads feel like that there's nothing specifically for them. Let's talk about golf.
Yeah, the Moody Gardens golf course next door has been getting some really great rankings here recently. So we have three sets of tees for all levels of play. So whether you're a beginner or an advanced player, you're going to find a challenge there and a really great experience.
Awesome.
That's right next door. And our hotel is on our property too. Whether you have kids or if you're coming to visit for a romantic getaway, we found a way to do both. We've got fine dining at Shern's Fine Dining Restaurant on the 9th floor, and then we've got casual dining on the 1st floor in the cafe in the park. We've got a great spa. We've got a Texas-sized pool with a swim-up bar that's outside, and we've got entertainment out there all the time. So if you're just wanting to lounge around the pool, you can do that. Or you can go up to Shern's Lounge on the 9th floor. And everything was designed specifically to be just right up on the 9th floor. So when the sun sets, it's setting right behind the pyramid. So there's not a better view. Yeah.
Oh.
So we've always got some great entertainment up there. A great date place to hang out. Mm-hmm. And Schlitterbahn's right next door to us. And Galveston has a lot going on in itself. So it's a great getaway for a couple of days, actually. If you go to moodygardens.org, you can buy your tickets online.
Awesome. Well, again, that's moodygardens.org, the place to go to check out all the things that we've talked about today. Jerry, it's been such a pleasure to have you come and talk with us about all the wonderful things going on at Moody Gardens. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me for Community Focus on KCCU. I'm Cynthia Sosa.